Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Arms-length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Mr. Sam Harris, he is an organization called Black Wall Street. It's an organization to help the black community. He's a developer and he works to help his community with architects. Sam, can you tell us a little bit about your organization?
Absolutely. My name, of course, Sam Harris. I've been in the real estate and development business for more than 25 years. And one of the things that we have noticed, whenever we go to the closing table, it doesn't matter if we're doing residential or commercial deals. We never have any African-American ownership at the table of those companies that we're doing business with. So we put our heads together several years back, and we decided to build an organization that will help enhance the ability for black and African-American entrepreneurs to be able to develop high-rise buildings, to redevelop their entire communities. But we have a passion for what we're doing, and what happened over the last month or so with George Floyd kind of not just shed it light, but it changed the entire dynamic, because now we have people like Dr. Frieda and yourself not only are reaching out to us, but are helping us make paradigm shifts that we could not make by ourselves.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here, you can't see me, and I'm shaking my head because we need more people like you, Sam. I'm very touched by everything you're doing. Not everybody identifies with their own. Not everybody actually feels that they want to put themselves out. It's just a matter of who you are personally that makes that difference. So I really appreciate your input. And as I'm listening to you, I can feel that you've gone through experiences. And I'd like to hear a little bit about yourself. And I'd like to hear a little bit about your feeling of some resolutions. What can we do in our country to make things better? So I appreciate hearing from you. Florida, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, Tennessee. That's where your organizations are in all these states. And so go for it, Sam. We're all listening to you, and we want to hear your wonderful words of wisdom.
I'd be more than happy to do that. One of my personal experiences in the real estate business is that we own one of the oldest African-American real estate brokerage firms in Florida. And we went out to the marketplace trying to identify why we didn't have more people doing business with us from other cultures, whether they be white, Jewish, Asian, or whatever. And what we found out was startling, is that because we don't have a seat at the table, we don't own banks, we don't own credit unions, construction companies, civil engineering, everything that we do, we literally have to go to someone else to do it for us. And we wind up being the ones that's holding the bag as opposed to owning the bag. So we want to be able to change that dynamic. So from my own personal experience in the real estate business, we want to build skyscraper buildings. We cannot find an opportunity to allow us as black developers to be able to get with a company like ZMF Development, or get one of the larger firms that are out there that are at the Wall Street boardroom that are getting opportunities to build skyscraper buildings. But we're not getting those opportunities.
So what do you suggest should be done? How do you go into these leadership roles when there aren't any? How do you break these barriers?
So the first way that we break the barrier is for all of us to acknowledge that there is a major problem, and it is a crisis. We're an ICU in our communities all across America. It just didn't start yesterday. If we look back at the 1930s when the New Deal came in, when this new great plan to create wealth for Americans, but that was to create wealth for white Americans, black American families were blocked out of that opportunity through what's called redlining. Because our communities are still redlined to this day, bank and institutions do not want to invest money in a black or African-American community because the system has systemic racism that needs to be fixed. And the only way that we can fix this is not just getting us a seat at the table. We have to be able to have other organizations to put capital in front of us so that we can be able to own the table. That's the solution.
Sam, let me just say one thing. You have all of the respect in the world, certainly from me. And knowing Frieda for as long as I have known her, you got all the respect in the world from her. You know, both of us can relate totally to what you are saying for various reasons. You're not playing the blame game. You're out putting the word out, and you're doing something concrete. Sam, God bless you.
That's such a wonderful thing to say, Al, because I feel the same way. And I'm just wondering, Sam, what did you do that helped you to become this person who has the ability to take this kind of role on and to be successful? What was your personal plight in your own life that got you there compared to other people who are minorities in the black communities, as you're saying, have all these obstacles? So what made you different?
Well, what made me different, not only having an amazing wife that's behind me 100%, I think that we woke up one morning together and we looked at each other. How do we want our future to be for our kids and our grandkids? What can we do to make a difference? And we both discovered is that we have to stop asking for permission. We don't owe anybody an explanation. If you have the ability to not only learn and to develop, you just need to go do it and stop asking for permission. Too many African-American firms and individuals, they put people out in the forefront for their business to where their belief is the only way I can succeed is to have a white face in the front of my business. We believe that that is a misnomer, and you should not be playing into that psyche because that's what breeds systemic racism. So we just took, you know, total control of our life by believing in ourselves, knowing that we can change the dynamics by doing one project at a time, talking to one individual, being on a show like your show, and having the opportunity to be able to present what our vision is. And we want to be able to create 150 what we call BWS districts, which is called Black Wall Street districts. We want to get private capital, federal assistance, any way that we can to help us buy the land in over 150 cities that are predominantly African-American communities, and we want to find architects, engineers, civil engineers, builders, developers to help us rebuild those communities where they can be self-sustained on their own and we no longer have to ask for permission to get it done.
Sam, I got to tell you, we have a clock that we have to adhere to. This is going on the radio next week in the first segment. Unfortunately, we only have 9 minutes and 25 seconds, and then the station has a commercial break. I will put this up as a daily editorial, as a preview, prior to when the show actually airs next week. I got to tell you, sir, you are making America a much better place. And both Dr. Frieda and I admire you and thank you very much, sir. At this segment, I have to repeat one thing I said earlier to Mr. Sam Harris. Mr. Harris, you are a tribute not only to all African Americans, but also a tribute to this country. What you are doing, as opposed to playing the blame game, blaming everybody else, is you are taking responsibility for your personal actions. You are teaching people in your community to take responsibility and not to shift the blame with somebody else. The Lord helps those who help themselves. And Sam, you and other guests on our program, Oren, for example, who was on earlier and will be on next week, are a real tribute to American society. I want you, Sam, and people like you to cover my back when I need help, because you are the kind of people who I totally respect. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
An African American who is fending for himself, helping his own, and also helping himself, and in my opinion, helping the nation in his efforts. Now I've got Dr. John Huber on the line for the next couple of segments. Let me just say one thing about Doc. Dr. Huber has been on the show now for going on 5 years. He's a forensic psychologist in Texas, Austin, if I'm not mistaken. I would give your address, John, but you would probably get very angry at me if I did that. Anyway, having said that, John and I have been chatting for the last few days about the level of anger that is just barely, if even at all, below the surface in the United States, in our society. You know, I talk with Jimmy every day about what's going on in my home city of Seattle, Washington. I have to tell you, if the anarchists / Democrats continue to act this way, they're going to put the re-election of Donald Trump on a silver platter for him. Dr. Huber, I'd like you to comment on that, and I'd like for you to comment on the anger that is existing in society right now. It's getting to be tough to deal with. You're on, sir.
It is very tough to deal with, and I think they are doing exactly that. They are making Donald Trump's argument for him, and it is, you know, it's almost like night and day when I listen to the pundits on the news at nightly news, and they're talking about, oh, well, all these candidates are ahead of Donald Trump. And I'm like, you know, who are they talking to? You know, they're talking to Black Lives members. You know, they're talking to these anarchists, Antifa, and they're missing the boat. That is not mainstream America. That is not,
thank God,
you know, the flyover states that they talk about, and those are so important. You know, Ohio, what's going to happen there? Well, you know, when we have mayors doing crazy things, allowing these people to take over private property that's not owned by the mayor, you know, and allowing them just to go in there and harm people, and doing, Antifa did the exact same, that chaos or chop or whatever they're calling, they called it over there. Everything they were complaining about, what did they do? The first thing they do is put up walls, what they say is inappropriate for Trump to do because we don't need walls. Well, right now we're, as far as I know, the only country in the world that doesn't use them to protect our border. We don't have active border defenses. And they're wanting us to sit there and let chop do that. And people are sitting in their homes going, you know, what are they going to do? They're going to do that to us. And then all of a sudden it takes the riots start kicking off in New York City. And what do the major networks do? They put up glass walls around their buildings so that they're protected. So after they say walls don't work, and, you know, America sees that. We're not stupid. And these politicians and these news outcasts, or outcasts, they pretty much are, these news broadcasts, are laughing at Americans and telling them how dumb they are, and you need to think like I think, and this is gone too far. Allowing this type of chaos, violence, it scares people. What are we at the core? We're animals. And as animals, we are designed to protect ourselves and our offspring and our homes. You know, every animal does that. You corner them, and they're going to fight, just like that lawyer who is actually a civil rights lawyer. When that rioting mob comes slashing through private gates and go into a private community and start going towards his house, and he steps outside with his gun, and his wife stepped outside with his gun, and I watched the video, he never pointed it at any of them. He just held it like you do at ready, and he's being accused of pointing it at these innocent protesters. Those are not protesters. They broke the law by violating and crossing into private property. And what were they doing? They were yelling how they were going to go after and destroy his property, like they'd watched in that town not a week earlier happen. So he was defending his property. And I have a lot of faith that even though he was a left-wing activist, that he's not probably going to vote for the left this time around, because look what they've done to him. And I watched him on and listened to Cuomo go after him, Cuomo putting words in his mouth, making statements that, oh, well, you obviously, and he even stopped Cuomo and goes, wait a minute, you can't read my mind. You don't know what I'm thinking. And Cuomo turned around and goes, well, I know behavior. And I go, yeah, well, look at the behavior of these people. He turned it right back on him. This guy's an attorney. He's not a dummy. And the reality of it is America is sick and tired. You can only push that badger so far before it turns around and bites you back. And I don't care if it's a badger or a field mice. I've seen them all do it. You know, I grew up in the country, and, you know, you get those animals that look self-defenseless and like they're not going to be able to do anything, and they'll turn on you. A bunny rabbit will turn on you. And I think they're in for a surprise come November.
Well, I certainly hope so. I do more than hope. I pray that that's going to happen. Johnny, what I'd like to do, we are going to take a break here in about 3 minutes, but I want to give you a warning. I want to talk about actually the same subject, but looking at it from a different viewpoint, and that is I'm very active politically up here in my neck of the woods. I am seeing on both sides of the aisle incredible anger. It's gotten to the point where it's not even a little bit below the surface. I have seen what would have started out to be intelligent discussions turn into emotional shouting matches. Why is that, John?
Well, when you don't have the data, the actual numbers to support your argument, you make it personal, and you get people to fall into that name-calling, and you instigate that anger, and you feed it. We have done studies in psychology and science, and we know what happens when that happens is your body goes into fight-or-flight mode. So it actually redirects blood flow from your frontal lobe, which is where you think rationally, and redirects it to your old brain, the limbic system, where all your emotions are, so you get more and more emotional, and stop thinking rationally. And if they can get the opposing side to get that way, when they don't have the numbers, they win the argument. And we're getting sick and tired of trying to talk to them rationally because the media doesn't allow that. You know, I want to hear one reason why they think, for example, I heard this argument today, one reason why they think that Biden is a better presidential candidate than Donald Trump, and back it up with facts other than I don't like Trump, and they can't do it.
Oh, no, they really can't, and I find that to be absolutely amazing. I mean, I don't have anything against Joe Biden. You better be convinced about him, dollar. I'm not going to vote for the guy. You know, he's a politician, but he's a small-time politician on the national level. He's very well liked by some people. Show me one thing that he's accomplished, because I would love to see it.
In 44 years in office.
Right. John, I got to take a real quick break here. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back after a commercial break.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump in a speech at Mount Rushmore announced plans to create a national garden to honor the greatest Americans to ever live.
Above all, our children from every community must be taught that to be American is to inherit the spirit of the most adventurous and confident people ever to walk the face of the earth. Americans are the people who pursued our manifest destiny across the ocean.
Trump also said America's legacy is being targeted by the far left. He said there is a movement designed to overthrow the American Revolution by rewriting history in schools and squashing debate through policing speech. Hours before Trump's arrival, Native American protesters briefly blocked the road to the event before being pushed back by a contingent of National Guard soldiers. This is USA Radio News. With the coronavirus continuing, it's amazing what could get done at a drive-thru. USA's John Hunt has this interesting story.
In America, you can get almost anything in a drive-thru. And now, that includes one very happy spiel. The Oath of Allegiance to become a United States citizen. As crazy as that seems, this is how the American dream now starts. Immigrants who've completed all the requirements of citizenship are pulling into parking lots from San Diego to Des Moines to Detroit for socially distant naturalization ceremonies. In Albany, New York, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services minted 59 brand new Americans, all from the cabins of their cars. When the coronavirus pandemic put a hold on naturalization ceremonies in March, it left a backlog of thousands of people who had qualified to become citizens but had not been officially able to swear the oath of allegiance, a final step in the often year-long process. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Wall Street was closed because of the holiday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Dr. John Huber, we're talking about anger, we're talking about fight or flight, we're talking about our rational discussions that are more intellectual than emotional, don't really seem to be part of, assuming they're politically bent, they don't seem to be part of social gatherings anymore. Johnny, could you please elaborate exactly why that's going on?
Well, they're not part of social gatherings anymore because they are so negatively stimulated. I mean, actually, everything is disaster for them. And, you know, the things that our previous administration set up, the went against our Constitution, and the powers that be did not intervene like they're supposed to. They didn't have a checks and balances, because I think that we're finding out now that that administration had essentially a lot of dirt on other people, and that's coming to light. You know, these riots started when Hillary Clinton's court cases, her appeals to refuse people in her office to be subpoenaed and things like that, were coming to a head, in which she lost all of them. And the mainstream media didn't get to play that because it was all about the riots and George Floyd and how he was an innocent victim. But it turns out he wasn't so innocent. He had spent over 5 years in prison, had multiple prison tours besides that one 5 years, and he was high on methamphetamine and fentanyl at the time of the incident. So, I mean, he wasn't innocent, but it still doesn't mean what happened wasn't heinous. I'm not saying that, but he wasn't innocent, and the story would have been different if it had actually painted a true picture of what was going on. But they didn't want that. They wanted the anger. They wanted that emotional gut response because they didn't want people to start thinking rationally.
Go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted you, man.
Well, that is the game plan for the left. I mean, we get people who don't want to think, and you know, you go look at Black Lives Matter. They're not even Democrats. They're openly Marxist. You go look at their founders, and their goal is to create a Marxist society here in the United States. It's way beyond Democrats and Republicans, and people aren't doing their homework. And, you know, you follow some of the links where you donate to Black Lives Matter, and where does it go? It goes to the DNC, and it supports the most left people that there are. And it's pretty scary when you think about that, because America is about transparency and openness and the individual and individual freedoms. Well, and we're not seeing that.
No, we're not seeing that right now, not at all. I guess the question is, I kind of have a theory that I've had now, probably ever since Trump won, just before he won, actually. I have supported the guy. Knowing what I know about the former president, I simply can't support his agenda. But having said that, I kind of sense that this was going to happen back in 2016 in the ensuing 4 years, because the left-hand side of the aisle really didn't have any laurels to lean on, and they really didn't have a game plan. They have very effectively, in my opinion, chosen the wrong game plan. Do you agree with that?
I think so. Oh, absolutely. I think by not standing up on American policies and American belief set and rights and the Constitution and standing against that, they have no recourse but to slander everybody who opposes them, regardless of the situation. In fact, one of my partners in my office decided to run against the Democratic partner who had run unopposed for the last 8 elections in our county. And he happens to be a gay Hispanic who has a Caucasian name.
Yeah.
And he is a conservative, so he ran under the Republican Party. And he started getting death threats so badly that the police department went to his apartment complex, and the apartment complex went to him and said, "Hey, we'll let you break your lease. We don't want you to be killed in our apartment building. So we'll help you find
Johnny,
us."
They moved
him that weekend. He moved out that weekend.
That's amazing.
What do they call him? They call him a homophobic racist. And he's Hispanic and gay, and is in a long-term committed relationship with his partner. Absolutely the opposite of that. But facts don't matter. It's how you feel.
You know,
that matters.
And that's one thing I'm sure that you've learned in your career. I mean, both as an educator, as a clinical psychologist, as a forensic expert witness, et cetera, et cetera. You've probably learned that much better than anybody who I know has learned it.
Well, I've gone into court and had to say things that I didn't want to say because I didn't have the facts to support them. I had to say what I can support. If I don't do that, I lose my credibility as a psychologist, as a scientist practitioner, someone who goes and looks at data. And apparently I've lost friends over this, but what happens is later they turn around after they go back and look at the research that I told them, this is why I'm saying this, and they come back and apologize.
Yeah.
So they come back to me in the long run, but they really wanted me to sit there and walk into that courtroom and say something totally opposite, and I can't do that. I have to go with the numbers.
Exactly. John, let me ask you a question, and this is maybe an unfair question, but having said that,
got a lot of unfair questions for you. Anyway, Johnny, having said that, just don't come to my house and go after me or my wife. My wife will kick the day off.
I might go after him, open a bottle of wine, and share it with you, but...
John, here's what I want your opinion on. Assuming that Trump makes it to November, and I really have to wonder sometimes about that. I pray that he's fine, but do you think he's going to come out on top in November? Let me rephrase that. Let me make it a little bit more all-encompassing. Do you think the conservatives, which obviously includes majorities in Congress, etc., do you think we're going to be victorious in the next major election?
I think we are. I think we're going to see a lot of change And because of this violence, and you know, the only thing I worry about is somehow somebody forcing through some of these mail-out ballot things, okay? If you're afraid to go stand in line to vote, then why are you standing in line at the grocery store? If you're afraid to go stand in line to vote, then why are you protesting? If you're afraid to go stand in line to vote, then do early voting, and you don't have to stand in line. It's that simple.
Spoken like an intelligent, sophisticated Texan, to say the least. I mean, I got to tell you, if my life ever depended on it, if I was ever really in danger, if my family was ever really in danger, I would want the state of Texas behind me. You guys are really, really clear thinkers, in my opinion. John, why don't you wrap us up here? We've got about 50 seconds left. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am Dr. John Huber. I'm a clinical forensic psychologist, and I'm the chairperson for Mainstream Mental Health. We are a nonprofit out there trying to destigmatize mental health issues and try to share and educate people on a lot of these social policies that are damaging to our mental health. And this is part of it, even though I am really apolitical, I have to go by the numbers. And that's what we do at Mainstream Mental Health. You know, we actually got our numbers back last year, or last month. Our podcast hit 400,000 downloads, so we're pretty excited. So come check us out at Mainstream Mental Health Radio and listen to our podcast.
John, I want you to send me a link. I'm going to take care of that for you. It's easy to talk about it, I got to tell you. With my memory being what it is at my age of 22, maybe it isn't 22. Anyway, my memory being what it is. Send me a link, Johnny, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Up KER politics. I want to read something, get Jimmy's opinion on this. This appeared on the Drudge Report. This is a direct quote. The 4th of July is traditionally for barbecues, fireworks, boisterous partying, and various hijinks to celebrate Independence Day. But this year, with coronavirus cases soaring to all-time highs, medical experts warn that the normal U.S. holiday exuberance could instead create infection super spreader events. Across the country, thousands of official public celebrations have been canceled in an effort to prevent mass gatherings. And I misread this the first time, but here's a correct version. Two notable exceptions are the fireworks planned by the Trump administration in the center of Washington and an event on Friday night at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, where the president will attend a fireworks display. Drudge is not making the president look very good after that first paragraph. Your comments, Jimmy?
I believe that there is a tremendous effort from people on the left, progressive left, with media, corporate media sponsorship support to intimidate Americans and to scare them over numerous issues. I think it's political now. We've seen now a large number of tests, of studies that have identified the fact that this virus has spread much farther in the community. Even the CDC has admitted at least 10 times more than what we're seeing for verified tests or confirmed cases. What people are doing now in some of these areas, they're responding to fear. The fear is being perpetuated by the media. The fact is, it's much more widespread in our community than before, which means the death rate is significantly lower than it was before, but it actually is taking away the opportunity for people to get out there and get involved. And the other thing that it's doing, it's hurting the opportunity for actual mass passing of the, for herd immunity, if you will, the mass passing of the virus. When they scare people off, inevitably it's a virus. It's this absolutely incredibly small thing that isn't stopped by masks. It's not stopped by anything but distance and keeping yourself clean. But for the vast majority of people, it does not affect them or has very limited effect. It's just like another flu. We know this, but what we're seeing is this continual pressure, in my view, for political purposes, to intimidate Americans away from actually celebrating this nation as we're watching other people try to tear it down.
Well, my comment on that is I have a very unique situation, and I happen to be one of the family units, part of one of the family units that is at extremely high risk, and my wife's doctor has said under no circumstances can you, because of your particular situation, should you be attending any public gatherings. But let me go on, Jimmy, and you know, and that's just all about common sense.
It's common sense, and it's personal responsibility, and you are absolutely 100% right to do that, and that's good.
No, exactly.
And that's the way people should look at it.
I agree. Now, I want to bring up one other thing. This article went on in the third paragraph, and the way it was written was very, very crafty. The third paragraph starts out, "This event," referring to Rushmore, "has managed simultaneously to upset Native American leaders who consider the location stolen tribal land, irritate those worried about wildfires in the parched landscape where fireworks have been banned in recent drought years, and further divide views on health precautions, with the Republican governor of South Dakota saying social distancing will not be enforced and anyone who doesn't like that idea can stay home." Obviously, when somebody reads that particular paragraph, in addition to what I just brought out, they're going to jump to the conclusion, if they are in such a philosophical mindset, that Trump has no regard whatsoever for the safety of the country. I find that to be absolutely ludicrous. Jimmy, your comment?
Yeah, basically that's exactly what the press is trying to do. I believe that's a Guardian report, which is a very left-wing British journal that, you know, actually socialist almost. And, you know, that's exactly how they're attempting to do this. They're trying to paint people that actually want to get out and take, you know, enjoy life as evil that are going to hurt someone else's life. And unfortunately, you know, they're the ones that perpetuate the idea that government is a solution for everything. In fact, that's the dangerous part. It is not the solution. Personal responsibility is, and people are actually standing up against this. And you know what? There's just a reality in life that we don't live in a perfect world. And I'm really getting really tired of this propaganda effort to undermine the administration for politics, which is really affecting the lowest people on the scale in this nation worse than anybody else. There's a lot of psychological problems out there. So there's a lot of challenges out there. And what we're seeing combined with that is these the undermining of fundamental American institutions, the family, cities, and attacking everything. I it's ridiculous at this point.
It is ridiculous. I, by the way, am attempting right now to buy a copy of Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals. I think everybody who is interested in this particular subject, this environment, political environment that we're in right now, you have to know your enemy. You need to read this book. Now, Jim, you also wanted to talk. We've got about exactly 4 minutes left here. You wanted to talk about some of the people who are being forced out of their jobs for really ridiculous reasons. Give us some examples, would you, bud?
So there's a couple very big ones that I believe. One is I had commented on a post on the blog about the University of Massachusetts Lowell firing the head of the dean of their nursing department because she very apologetically and very supportively wrote a message to all of her students and staff in her department about Black Lives Matter and how we understand what's happening here. But as health professionals, we need to protect individuals. We need to protect everybody. We can't look at anybody by their group because, you know, Black Lives Matter, everyone's lives matters. And that's, as a responsible health provider, that's what we need to consider. She was fired for that statement because some young Black Lives Matter activist that's on her in her hospital staff posted a tweet basically saying, "Oh, this is so terrible." And the chancellor of the university, Ms. Maloney, she actually like canned her for it. And that's insanity. And, you know, she was saying something of common sense that healthcare professionals must do, and that's look at everybody equally and actually protect everyone. Then the next example is Neil Golightly, which he was an executive head of communications at Boeing, when he was 29 years old, in 1987, he, as a naval pilot, he wrote an article saying that, you know, he didn't feel that women should be in the military, and in combat roles in the military. And it was his opinion at the time. Somebody dug it up, and the Boeing just let him go. And what we're seeing is this cancel culture attack on people's ideas going back historically. This is similar to what communist Russia, Soviet Russia did. This is similar to what the Chinese under Mao did. This is similar to what the Taliban did in Afghanistan, erasing history. And what ISIS does, for different opinions, you're destroyed. And we have corporations, and we've got people that are actually using these tools to attack, you know, their fear of the public backlash from a Twitter mob and these absolute inexperienced and immature rioters and voices, they are cowering to them continually. I think it's a very dangerous future for us.
Well, I'm not really surprised, given the fact that I look at the intellect of some of my liberal friends who believe that this demonstrating this anarchy is the proper thing to do. I find that to be absolutely amazing. The only comment I can make at this point is I have decided that for the next few years, however long this takes, because I think it's going to get worse after the election, I'm glad I have my faith. I have decided to be nonviolent. I have decided to spread the word with the help of people like Jim McKinney on my nationally syndicated radio program. And I have to say that violence is not the answer. The answer is simply spreading opinion. Let people come to their own conclusions. Jimmy, thank you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.